Welcome
back
to the Today Time podcast. We just had a little back and forth there because apparently Nicholas said I left the intro of like one of the clips accidentally before the clap.
Did
scene.
He or did he not? Somebody confirm.
Well, no, it can't. Definitely wasn't before the clap sync.
It was because there was clap sync on camera.
No, because I sync it to the clap sync.
Yeah, but after
was it right?
Started.
It was just after.
We were just saying okay, and then you did clap sync boink.
No, because then how did I sync the audio?
Okay, maybe it wasn't that. Maybe it was like, okay. And then we're like...
Something like that,
maybe. Welcome back.
Maybe I started a little bit too early before the welcome back or something.
And I was literally like... I was looking so angry. And then all of a sudden I was like...
Oh, that's... I can't... I need to go find it and see. If it's on YouTube, I can edit it anyway. And I can remove that. You know? I'm able to shorten it.
I saw it on Spotify or something.
Oh, no, obviously, the Spotify one, I can't do it.
Yeah.
I can. I'll probably remove it anyway.
It's our raw self.
We're always our raw self, though.
Raw.
So, but yeah, what's your weekly stand-up?
My weekly stand-up? Actually, I have another one, but you know what? I just want to have a little chit-chat.
All right,
so,
buddy.
So, today, Farouk had a long appointment this morning. And in the meantime, I was like, I need some time alone in the city. So I took the day off work and I went by myself around the city. And it was the best time ever. Like, I just enjoyed it so much because I feel like when I go shopping with other people, I'm always really self-conscious about wasting their time.
As you should be.
You know, them not wanting to be in a specific store or da-da-da. And usually with you, I don't really care, but you're like, oh, let's just go. And I'm
no,
like,
I don't. That is, I was literally about to say that I literally do not do that. I, like, anytime I'm like, oh, I'm like, feel free to shop.
You're just like, I'm just going to go sit there.
Yeah, I literally but just go sit down.
Regardless, I feel self, like, I don't want to waste your time, okay? You don't want to waste your time. So I was like, what a perfect opportunity for me to, okay, I didn't take it the day after shopping, don't get it wrong. I was meant to go to this appointment, but I couldn't. So I went shopping by myself and it was the best time ever. I had like 3 or 4 hours. And because it's like midweek, there was nobody there. It was just me in the changing rooms and the whole stores. It was amazing.
To
I
yourself. Recommend.
Yeah, it was so good.
And then you end up buying a lot of my stuff. Yeah. Spending a lot of money.
I did. I only got like 3 things. But the boot stuff is always expensive. That stuff always gets
expensive.
I have to get a basket.
I have to get a basket. A basket.
A basket. Oh. Onto the weekly stand-up, though.
Yeah.
Unless you want to chit-chat a little bit.
No, my weekly stand-up is kind of, I guess, chit-chat if you want. We watched Fallout, the show. It was very, very good.
Very good.
Very good. I didn't think it would be good because a lot of video game shows aren't good, but I heard good things about the Last of Us series and I need to watch that, but everyone said like it did well. But it makes sense because Last of Us is essentially a movie on its own, you know, but Fallout is its own thing, and damn, the show was good. They did well. I saw someone say that it wasn't good. I'm like, teach your own, everyone's a critic. I really enjoyed it, and that is coming from someone who has played the Fallout games, you know? Like, well, since Bethesda owned them anyway. So, since Fallout 2 or 3 or whatever. Anyway, either way, I enjoyed the games. New Vegas is the best game. Everyone knows that. But, what's it called? And Fallout 4 has a lot of contention, but they're, funny enough, they're doing an update where it will be updated graphics for PS5, Xbox, all the new consoles and everything. April 25th, mark your calendars down. But if you haven't watched the show, go watch the show. The show is very good. I'm not going to say anything about it because I literally want you to walk in blind. You know, it is. I think Nicoletta walked in blind and she really enjoyed it.
You didn't give me any context.
No context. So like the Fallout universe or anything, and she enjoyed it very well. And I had the context and I really enjoyed it. So I think it, as you can tell at this from this table, it's good for all people. People who like the games, people who have no idea what the fuck the game even is. So it's actually honestly a good show. I really enjoyed it. I think it was a very good show. What did you think?
I didn't expect to like it as much as I did because, like you said, I went in with no expectations of the show. And when I've told you this before, whenever I seen the Fallout logo, I thought it was about some guy wearing a blue worker outfit, working in a shopping store, maybe, you know, a cashier. And that's what the game was. And it was nothing like my preconceived notions of this. It was so good. And I usually struggle with multiple storylines. I struggle keeping up with them. because I have a short attention span. And I'm a bit slow. No. That is true. And I feel like I can zone out sometimes. And if we're on a different storyline and I lost a key point, bad. Like, bad. I don't know where we're at. But I actually didn't struggle with this. I don't know. I feel like the storylines were easy to digest and they were very interesting. So they kept me very interested the entire time. And I don't know. I think the fact that, you know, it was a game and you were seeing Easter eggs and I was just, I felt like I was seeing them because I was like, wow, this is cool. But like, obviously having him telling me what the Easter eggs are, you know, helped. But I can only imagine what it feels like playing the game and seeing it live. Yeah. Like the Red Rocket place. Like, yeah, when you showed me the video game, I was like, they did so good.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Honestly, very good show. Very good show. Guys, go and watch it. You will not be disappointed, honestly. And it now makes me want to go and watch the Last of Us series because I heard also very good things about that. So if I watch it, I'll let you guys know what I think. Because I love the Last of Us. I played both games. I streamed the second game from start to finish. Guys, I really love those games. So yeah, interested.
You did. I'd like to see that as well. Because I was a backseat gamer for the Last of Us.
Yeah.
My weekly stand-up stems from the question, how often do you wash your jeans?
How often do you wash your jeans?
Like, how often do you wear them until you wash them?
Oh, that's from the TikTok. That it's like, how often? They said you can wear it like 5-6 times in there or something like that before you could. Me personally, I think jeans is something you can rewear like maybe 2-3 times. But asterisk on what it was. If you wear it on a night out, you put it in the wash. You're wearing a night out, put in a, because without you even knowing, someone probably spilled drink on it or something or whatever or whatever or whatever or whatever, or what, put in the wash. Anything you wear on a night out, put in the wash. That's something. And if you feel like you went on like if you went on a lot of public transport, like, don't get me wrong, especially if you're working, you're not gonna wash jeans every time you go on public transport, but keep those jeans away from everything else. Put it on like your banister like I do or whatever. Wear it like one or two more times,
the chair.
Put it and then put it in the wash. Yeah, you know, the designated thing, chair or something. I think banister is always better personally, because the chair, like, people sit on that, like,
you,
but
the
banister,
have a banister,
you,
though.
We do.
No, we
eggs in, oh, yeah. Yeah, you fold it with the part that sits on stuff in, so that way it's the only the outside that doesn't touch stuff. Guys, there's a method to this madness.
I never,
all right,
thought that.
Really? No. I do it all the time. Do you not see it? Every single time you listen to my pants, the part that sits on stuff, I always fold it in so it's touching itself and touches nothing else. So the part that doesn't touch anything else is the only thing that touches the banister.
You're OCD. I was just like, let me just shove it up and put,
no,
it on top.
I even do it with my tops. I will fold the part that touches stuff in. So touch itself and then touch other things. So that way it doesn't like get its germs in the house.
Too funny. That's hilarious. I never thought of that.
No, I do it every time. All the time. Every time.
Wow.
Even when I see your clothes hanging, I always fold it that way.
Okay.
And I just do it.
When I think about it, it makes so much logical sense.
Yes.
But I never thought about it because I'm like, as long as it doesn't touch the rest of the house.
No, you got it. Yeah.
I suppose for me, washing jeans, and there was a whole discourse around it on that TikTok, because some people are saying you're not actually meant to wash jeans often because they get ruined. Da da da.
That is true, though. They're not wrong.
Denim
jeans. Yeah.
Or it's like, you know, wear them as long until they smell. Wear them until they're visibly dirty. I don't like that. I don't like that because you get nose blind by your own stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
If they're not clean.
Because you can't smell yourself that well.
That's the thing.
And you get used to the,
like, by the time you can smell them,
it's too late. They've been laughing and talking about you in the background for the last 2 weeks.
Poor mission. Look, I don't care what they say about denim, I'm washing that. Like,
It does ruin it, though. I have noticed. Like, that's why. So there is also a thing. When I get a new pair of like denim pants or anything like that, I don't wear them out to like the club or anything like that, and I wear them like for like 7 times or so to really get that. But I make sure, like,
that's disgusting. Why haven't I allowed that?
No, it's brand new ones because I haven't bought brand new ones in ages. Like, I wear them like 5-7 times or something like that. But as I said, only to like things. You get me? Like where I know I'm not going to be like touching much things, right? While they're still fresh, and then I'm like,
fresh.
It's over in the wash.
I, yeah, okay.
And then from there, it's just downhill. And it's like, okay, whatever. And you just watch every, like, three times. You know, but at the very start, you can get your little denim out of them. But make sure you're not, like, doing intensive touchies.
Because personally, like, I like to wash clothes when I buy them.
I do agree. You see, I've actually gotten a lot more, especially now. Recently, I've had, like, issues with my skin just due to the fact of, like, medicines I'm taking. And I've been very more conscious now. Every time I get, especially when I get clothes from, like, online delivery, straight into washing them first before I, like, start using them around.
But even especially in person, because you don't know who's tried it before.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, maybe the shit stains.
Disgusting. I actually
heard the story of this person working in a changing room.
Yeah.
And she, like, found these pants and they had a literal shit stain there that someone tried on and left them there. That's disgusting.
That's disgusting.
And I think she just had to put it back on the railing.
That, no, that's not possible.
I don't know. I feel like
there's definitely some, like, legality, surely, right? Hazardous, like, that's biotoxin. Like,
that's,
you know,
sure, actually, that's disgusting.
That's biochemical warfare.
Back to the jeans. I'm the same as in, like, if I'm wearing them for 3 or 4 hours because we've gone to the city and come back, I can rewear them. But if, even if I've worn them the whole day, like, they just gotta go. Like, they just gotta go because there is a jeans smell. And, like, that comes from about second wear onwards. And you become so aware of it if you don't wash them. Mm. Like, if you wash them, you're used to them smelling, like, nice and fresh.
Nice and thing.
But then if, like, if you're wearing them 2 times or a 3rd time, it's like, it's like a jean smell. I don't know how to describe it other than that, but it could be because I sweat a lot and it's like jean smell mixed with sweat.
Mm,
it's like,
possibly.
Funky. Gotta go. So I'm max. I don't know, max 2, I swear.
Nah, 3. 3's max.
3's the limit.
Yeah, 3's the limit. I'd never go past 3.
3's the limit.
Those go. 3's the limit.
But also, like, you know, they're like with clothes sometimes. Like, when you wash them, they get like that snug feel again. So
I hate that though, because all my pants are meant to be like relaxed and loose. Okay. You know,
I love that. I'm not trying personally to have them.
Yeah, but yours are tight.
I like it nice and.
You don't. Yeah, you don't really wear like. I wear very loose clothing, so I do not want my pants like going all on me.
Anyways, there was that chit chat. Onto the topic of the day. Today we're talking about friendship expectations. And this was also triggered by a TikTok that I saw, right? And this girl said that she charges her friends for their kids eating at her house. You might have seen this, right? But basically, you have your friends over, they bring their kids, and you're charging your friend money for the food that the kids eat. And this girl was saying that, like, in this economic crisis or whatever, like, this makes sense. So what's your take?
I don't know. That's pretty crazy to me. Let me not lie. Like, oh my God. I understand the current economic state of the world we're in is very tough. But at the same time, if you're really friends with someone, charging their kids, it's kind of crazy.
I'm sorry, but even it's if they're not your friend, would you?
Kind of crazy. Let me not lie. As in, like, it's so insane. Like, I guess because you're not charging them because, like, oh, I chose to invite you, but you, I didn't choose to invite your kid, you know? And it's like your kid is an extra mouth to feed on top of what I already have, and it's already hard enough. So here is the bill. Like, me personally, I'm just like, I'd pay the bill the first time and just be like, I'm never bringing my kids over again because that's freaking insane.
Or myself.
But at the same time, it's like, no, like, I think I could still be friends with them, but it's just like, I just know how our friendship stands, you know? Like, as in, like, okay, we can still be friends, but I'm going to be very money conscious around you because I see the limits. Like, and don't get me wrong, as I said, do it to your own because, like, it's tough out here. Like, people, like, bills are hefty. Trust me, I know them. Bills are hefty, bro. So it makes sense. Groceries is hefty and everything's hefty. So, like, you know, but I don't be surprised when I'm very much more tight fisted around you, you know, and stuff like that because you charge my kids to eat at your house. That's crazy. Exactly. Like, I'd feed you and your whole family, and I'd never think of charging you. So the fact that you're charging my kids is kind of crazy. You know, like, even it's like if like one of my boys invited me over and you came over and he's like, oh yeah, that's the bill for Nicoletta's meal there. And I was like, what? And he's like, oh yeah, because you know, you and I ate, that's fine. But like, Nicoletta's an extra mouth to feed, so here's a bill. And I was like, oh cool.
But actually, would that be more understandable if you bring like an extra friend with you? Like, if you your friend invites you at your house, then you just bring another friend with you, kind of unannounced almost.
Like, once again, these, like, it's all understandable. Yeah. Like, we can make it make sense. It's just like some kind of way, you know, like it's friendship is meant to be like not monetary based. It's meant to just be like heart based or whatever. And like, once again, I can see, yeah, it's like, yeah, that makes sense. Like, I didn't invite that person. I invited you over for dinner. But if you're wanted, like, that person's going to have to pay for their bill, you know? Like, cool. But I don't know. Like, if you're my friend and I'm your friend, like, okay. Like, it's not that deep. But once again, I understand it. Guys, I understand it because it's tough out here. But bills are hefty.
You're saying it would kind of change the friendship dynamic.
Yeah, I would know, like, what. Okay, like, okay, I have to be a lot more conscious about money around this person because obviously, like, they're in a situation where they have to do that, you know, or they want to do that. And then it's like, okay, cool.
Does it change things if they want to versus they have to?
Definitely. Mm. Having to is a lot more justifiable. Wanting to means you know what you are. I don't need to say you know what you are. And, I'm going to treat you the way you are. You're going to treat me the way I am. That's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do out here in these parts.
You ate half a pretzel. That will cost you.
That was... I paid €1 for that pretzel. That's 50 cents you owe me.
Yeah.
But you know the funniest thing is I wouldn't do that. I would still give them free stuff because I... The golden rule. The golden rule. Do unto others that you would do yourself, you know, and that's how I am. So, like, I'd never charge my friends for stuff if they want to. But it just means I'd be very conscious about, like, doing stuff around them. In the sense of, like, obviously, if they come to me, I'm still acting the same. But if I'm going to them, I'll be like, oh, okay, actually, I know they're like this. Let me not bring any extras or something or whatever, you know. Right, like, right. You know, that kind of thing. It's like, I don't need to bring a gift to your house. Don't worry about it.
I've eaten a lot of people's homes growing up, right? And I could never, like, fathom, like, charging someone. Charging someone alone, let alone, like, someone that, like, a child.
Imagine you're charging all our friends that came over here that you cooked meals for. Damn.
Absolutely not.
We're running a 5-star restaurant out here, guys. Yeah. We're in business. We're running them checks up.
Gosh, absolutely not. Run their pockets. And the thing is, like, I understand the current economic state.
Of the world, climate, the current the economic, world. Financial, blah, blah, blah.
Financial. But I grew up not very privileged.
Not AKA, very. You were poor. I grew up poor. Yeah. We were both poor.
I grew up very poor. And, you know, like, for birthday parties and stuff, obviously you couldn't, like, go out and, like, go to some Toby World type
cake?
Thing.
What's cake?
No, my mom made cake.
No. I'm saying me. What's cake?
Okay, my mom made cake. And what we'd have, this is brought back a memory, but you get like a slice of bread, right?
Ew, and not your bread and sugar.
No. Ew! No. He's okay. Let me explain that one first because I'm not going to let that slide, okay?
Disgusting. What? Romanians.
It's not Romanians. It's my granddad. Okay?
Yeah, you see, Kevin said disgusting.
For a sweet treat.
There's being poor and then there's just being crazy.
I was a child, okay? What did I know? So my granddad, he would get a slice of bread, put some margarine on it, and sprinkle some sugar, and then he'd cut it up into tiny little pieces so you'd have like and I would eat that. And it was delicious.
Disgusting.
We had nothing else. Like,
don't eat anything.
No. I wanted a sweetie. And that was a perfect sweetie. Anyways, back to the actual birthday handouts. Because you need... Like, I feel like I've never been to a birthday party where there wasn't some form of food. And the form of food that we had often was you had a bit of bread, some margarine. We had a lot of margarine, margarina. I don't know. Is that the same here?
Yeah, margarine. The little orange.
It's not because not butter.
Yeah, the orange. That's expensive. The orange thing.
Yeah, margarine.
How is freaking margarine more cheap than freaking butter? Butter should be cheaper than margarine.
No, butter is very expensive.
But here, butter is cheaper than margarine.
I feel like we had fake shit.
But butter is cheaper than margarine because it's just butter.
But is that because it's Ireland?
Maybe.
There's loads of butter.
So you guys telling me you guys had more margarine than you had cows?
No, we had so much margarine. I need to look what's into it because I don't know what I was eating.
Romania.
Like, you get the big bucket of it, like.
Romania just has margarines chilling on tap, whereas the cows are dried up.
And let me tell you what we also had was this, like, bucket. I mean, like, do you know the white buckets? Like, bucket of marmalade. Like, you could buy that in the store. And it was delicious. But, like, a bucket, when I look back, I'm like,
that's insane.
Where's that bean? Like, what's in it?
Never touching that.
I don't know. But anyways, back to the birthday. Okay, you'd have bread, some margarine, salami.
That's even worse than the sugar. That's even worse than the sugar.
What? That's a salami sandwich. What are you talking about?
Like margarine. The margarine. Oh my God, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's sweet. It's not savory.
No. Well, no. It tastes like it's nothing. It's not a sweet thing.
Wait, is margarine not the like or? Oh, maybe I'm thinking of marmalade then. The orange thing that you spread.
You're talking about jam.
That's like, it's like jam.
That's
but it's
what
not.
I just said, the marmalade bucket, but that's not margarine.
What's margarine?
Okay.
I've been thinking of marmalade this whole time.
Let me look it up on camera. Margarine is basically like butter, but I don't know what the difference is.
Like butter.
You've definitely seen it. They use it in like, it's a spread. It looks like that.
Oh.
It's like a butter.
That is not what I thought, guys. That makes your sugar story even worse. Okay. Let me not lie.
It's made principally from one or more vegetable or animal fats or oils in which is dispersed. Blah, 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 blah. So, animal fats.
Your sugar is even worse now, by the way. In my head. Your little sugar bread.
Yeah.
It's like having butter and bread and putting sugar on it.
That's what it was, yeah, basically. But it was expensive, which had margarine.
Disgusting.
We had margarina.
Margarina.
It was delicious. Anyways, where was I? So, ham or salami, if you had, do you know what I mean?
Okay, that makes sense.
And then
okay.
A slice of tomato, big so slice of tomato, and sprinkle some cheese.
So it's a sandwich.
But there was no bread on top.
That's fine, that's a sandwich still. Yeah, you can fold it like that, it's a sandwich. You know, fold it in half. Sandwich.
We wasn't folding it.
It's still a sandwich. You get what
Anyways,
I mean.
Anyways, that was what was usually available at
also less
parties.
Carbs.
Yeah, yeah. Less bread.
Thinking about being skinny.
Yeah, we didn't. I don't know that we had to worry about that. I had abs back then, okay?
Yeah, we know what else you had, buddy.
Bread and sugar. Anyways. Oh. That's what was giving out. And despite people not having money and clearly eating these kind of like foods, you were still never charged. Getting back to the topic. Okay, on to the next point. And this was also a discourse online. And someone said that it's okay to ask your friends for a ride to the airport, even at rush hour. And they're basically explaining how the concept of favors has kind of muddled a little bit.
Gen Z, yeah. They don't be giving each other things. Like, my homies are cool. I can ask, be like, hey, can you drive me here? They'll do it for me.
Without expecting something world. In return, you mm-hmm. know?
Any time of the day. Middle of the night. That's real friendship. You guys ask your friend, hey, do you want to drive me to work? Please, I'm so sorry, sir. I'm sorry for disturbing. They're like, fine, right? I guess. But you're gonna owe me one, brother. And then you're like, yes, master, yes.
Like, I feel like I've definitely Dummies. Heard these, like, you know, you do something for a friend and it's like super inconvenient, but you're like, you owe me, kind of like in a joking way, but you never expect anything from
obviously.
Them
obviously.
But now it's like, you're gonna
no, you owe me.
You either pay me now,
because you could have gotten an Uber, you lazy motherfucker.
It's like, you are gonna have to pay for my fuel.
Yeah, I know. It don't work like that. You just got to do things for your homies just because they're your homies, guys. Like, honestly, like, I can't imagine, like, being counting favors. Like, me and my boys, we just, it's like, buy things for each other, buy whatever, take turns, do whatever. It's really not that deep. It's never that deep because we're all friends. Like, it's, you shouldn't be tracking these things. Like, you're friends. You don't track these things. Like, if they're your boy, your girl, your whatever, you're tight. It's calm. Because, you know, you guys just keep going ping pong.
But like, this is keeping it on the favors only, because we're actually going to get to money spending after. But like, on the
favors, no, but that's not talking about favors. Like, it's just ping pong. Like, yeah. Like, as in, like, it's not deep. Like, it's like, oh, and it's not owing. It's like, oh, you do a favor, I do a favor, you do a favor, I do a favor. I might do 10 favors in a row and then you only give me one favor. But I'm not going to care because we're friends.
I agree. And I think there's a lot online about this whole, like, self-care, mental health, like having friends that are not available ever.
Oh, like if you try to reach them, they're not there. You know, if you want to talk, you don't have someone to actually talk to.
It just seems very like individualistic in a way, like very, I don't have time for this.
It's a sharky shark world, buddy. Everyone's getting ready from the jump.
Yeah, I don't like that. I really don't like that. Like, I'm a very chill kind of friend, especially when it comes to favors. Like, yeah, you want me to drive to Trulli? All right, go on. Like, I'll just have to. You did it for your friends.
I did.
You can't even like
raise the same day. Up and down the same day for my boys.
Okay, so then on to the money side. Someone said that people are always so shocked when I don't want a Venmo for the $4 coffee I spent for them.
Oh my God, guys, these are your homies. These are your people. Your people them. Like, you can buy stuff for your people them and just not care. Honestly, it's not that deep. It's never that deep. Like, these are people that you should, like, without even batting an eye, you're like, yeah, absolutely. Like, oh, like, you go in and you're like, oh, do you want something? I was like, oh, I got you. Yeah, don't worry. Mm-hmm. You know, and even if it's like, oh, yeah, I got you, you can get the next thing, you know, or whatever.
That's the thing.
You
know, that's like, the thing. Because, like, at least that kind of sets up, like, I'll see them again, you know, type of thing. And allows for conversation of, when will I see you again?
Like, I don't understand this concept of, like, owing your friends money, you know? Like, it's a different story if you're, like, if they borrow money from you and it's, like, a big sum of money. It's like, all right, yeah, pay me back. Like, but, like, I'm not going to chase you because I know you're going to give it to me when I need it or whatever. Like, it suits you or whatever, you know? Like, if you have to, like, chase your friend for money or whatever, that's not good in the first place, one. And two, it's like, you should be with someone like that. You're both like, yeah, it's honestly not deep if we do these things for each other because, like, we're friends. Like, anyone who thinks, like, oh, we paid this and you have to pay this back straight away, you guys aren't really tight like that, you know? Like, it shouldn't really matter. You should be able to, like, and don't get me wrong, unless it's a situation where you're all very like, oh, yeah, we just split things, that's how we do it. That's fine. That's fine as well. Don't get me wrong. That's not, like, a worse friendship or anything. Mm-hmm. But at least you have that rule set, you know? That's like, hey, yeah, we just split everything. That's just how we do it. Mm-hmm. You know, that's fine. But if it's like, oh, I'm not willing to spend anything for my friend and I'm going to fucking request every single little thing. Like, once again, who knows? Maybe I'm talking from a point of privilege, but let me not lie. Even when I was in secondary school and I had nothing, I was still getting chicken rolls from my boys. I was still getting them wine gums. I was doing the whole thing if I had a little bit extra. You know, I was being there for my homies. Like, you know, it's like, pause, no diddy. But, like, you know, for real. Like, you know, I'm trying to help them, you know, like, because it's like, whatever. Like, you know, it's not that deep and they do it for me too. So
I think in a way as well, obviously, it's like, I want to spend time with my friend, and if I'm asking them to go for a coffee or something, I want them to be there, you know? Or if they ask me, whatever. I have a friend that, like, we kind of like fight over the bill when we go to pay, just because she's the same. And I don't know if culture has anything to do with it. I know, like, Romania is very heavy on that, or like Eastern European countries about, like, who's paying. And there's like just like this kind of want to do this for your friend. Yeah. I don't know. It's just like, I want to spend time with you. I want to do this for you.
It just reminded me of that that meme of like the two Arab men that they went for coffee together. It's like, this, oh no. And then he's like, don't disrespect me. I asked you for coffee. It's like, oh, don't worry. And then he's like, no. I already paid for the coffee. He's like, no, I already paid for the shop. And it's like, no, I bought the franchise. You know, so, you know, it's just like back
up. Yeah, exactly. That's kind of the vibe. That is the vibe. Yeah. And It's funny, recently we went out with a friend, right? And we were buying cookies, and I was like, let me buy a cookie. She's like, no, I have a job. I was like, whoa, it's not like that. It's not about you having a job or not. Like, I want to get you a cookie. She already paid for it, so it's too late. But, like, I was like, oh, I just want to buy you a cookie. Because, like,
but I think it's fair. Like, some people are just independent like that, yeah. And they don't like. Like, I am very much like that as well sometimes, funny enough. Like, I don't like people buying stuff for me. No, not when it comes to you, honey. You already eat my money. Don't worry about you. You're past that line.
Oh, you're paying?
Yeah. That's oh, you paying. Yeah. You be. Nicolette be eating too much, guys. She be taking really my money. She really be eating my money. But no, honestly, like, I'm very much like, I don't like people paying for me because I'm like, oh my God, now I owe them whatever. Like, we've talked about this. Like, I always have that feeling of owing someone. But, like, at the same time, like, you know, I've gone with certain people in my life, like, I just know that it's calm, it's whatever, it's not deep, you know. I'll even be like, yeah, you're paying this time, buddy. You're paying for me, I'm not paying, you know. Like, but, like, most of the time, I'm really like, oh, I hate, especially when it's, like, people I'm not, like, super close with, I'm like, oh, my God, no, I just can't, you know.
Yeah, no, I agree, and, like, this kind of follows the same as, like, you know, having people over because I want to host them and give them food. It doesn't mean, like, you know, you have to pay for anything. If I'm inviting you, it's not scary. You know, you're more than welcome to eat. Like, that's the point of it. But then I saw this story of this girl. And she went to this birthday dinner or something. But she wasn't that close friends or whatever. And it was like,
birthday dinners are horrible.
They always go so wrong. It's horrible. They always go so wrong. They really need to plan
the payments before these things.
Man, so they were ordering like bottle. This girl was not drinking anything. And then at the end, it was like, let's split it evenly.
So there, I cannot do that. I cannot do. I am not indulging in alcohol with you. I didn't, like, if it's a different story. If it's like, the ones I can do is when it's like, we're buying different meals and stuff like that, and everyone's buying whatever amount of meals, and I know we're gonna split it. You know, I purposely actually buy a little bit more just so I know, like, I get my little money's worth.
You're that guy.
But the thing is, like, if I know we're gonna do something like that, okay, it's up to me to decide how much I wanna buy. But if you're buying a drink, please separate the drink. I do not drink. Why am I paying for the alcohol? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I'm never going to be the guy who's like, oh, guys, all I got was this. I didn't get no dessert. Y'all got dessert. Like, I can't pay for... No. But when it comes to drink, that's a hard line. Because not just be like, oh, whatever. Oh, I don't drink. I literally don't drink. Mm-hmm. And drinks are expensive. So why am I splitting something? I did not take a single cobble out of... Fuck you out of... Get out of here.
I know, right? And, like, because when this girl was saying it, basically she was like a college student and made a new group of friends. But she knew these friends were bougie, but she was like, I want to fit in, you know?
Ugh.
It's always awful.
Stupid.
But they were now ordering, like, really bougie stuff, like the Wagyu beef burger and all this. And I think she just got something so basic. She was like, okay, this is the cheapest thing on the item, like, on the menu. No, it was a menu without prices.
Yeah. Guys, even I hate those. I want to know how much it cost. Let me make my own financial decision. You cannot make it for me. You cannot rob me of knowing how much this thing costs. It's not fair. I don't want to eat there. If you don't want to give me the prices, take your food with you and go. Please. God.
Why do you say that?
I don't like it.
Because most of the time, you actually don't check the prices.
No, but that's because I know what kind of establishment I'm going into before I go.
No,
because
there's, you know, been, like, some...
But there's a difference between when I'm trying to flex on you and I'm trying to make my girl be like, yeah, oh my God. It's like, oh my God, girl, we good. But in reality, my mind is like, oh my God, the money.
Do you actually feel like that?
Not all the time, no, honestly. Not when I'm trying to flex on you, no, I don't. I get it out of my mind. But if I do see a place that's expensive and I'm like,
cause I think
I'll do it, like, but deep inside me, my subconscious is screaming. It's screaming. But when, like, I'm like trying to do it for something nice, oh, I don't care.
Okay. Cause, like, I've seen you, like, usually we don't really go to fancy restaurants. We go to usual restaurants that we know and they're good. But say for example, we went to, like, Seoul. That was, like, very pricey.
Yeah, but that's because they were going there because it was a date night and I was, like, ready.
It's Valentine's.
You know, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it was a date night. I wasn't, like, it's not like Like when I say
I didn't you didn't even look at the bill.
Yes, I mean, but that's like, because I was mentally like, I was mentally ready.
And then you're like, show me that
bill right now. But you gotta front it. You gotta front it, guys. But no, I was also mentally ready. I knew it was gonna be hefty. You know, right. Like there are certain things that I know when it's gonna be hefty. I'm like, it's calm. Like it's not calm, but like I mentally prepare myself. I'm like, you are going to end up spending money. How many times did I say it? 3 times. You know, so it's like you're gonna do it. And I know there is just stuff like that. Sometimes you gotta do, but you know, like it's life, guys. You know, money comes and goes and whatever. Me, I love my money. I don't like it going. I like it coming. I do not like it going.
I think spending a lot of money on food is the most like not worth thing to do.
It's negligence. It's such a waste. It just
makes no sense to me because, like, for example, there's Tokyo Kitchen. Love that place, but that's considered like fast food because there's no sit-ins.
But it's not fast food, but it's not like kind of, it's not fine dining,
right? Yeah. But it's the best, freshest fish, like everything. Like there's always gonna be an option for like cheaper alternatives of what you're getting. Now, if you're going for the experience, that's up to you. It's your money. I don't care. The only experience I would pay to go to is like the omakase that we went to.
Amazing. Fire.
That
fire.
Was the best fire. Thing I've ever experienced. Thank you.
You're welcome, buddy.
Because if it wasn't for you, maybe I would have never seen something like that. Anyways.
We know. Hot girl shit.
Indeed. Okay, the last point we have here is having unrealistic expectations of your friends. Mm-hmm. Like being an adult is like a job in itself. So expecting to hang out more than like once a month or something is excessive. Just like expectations of hanging out.
I don't know. It depends on you and your friend, honestly. I think that one's very, like, friend-to-friendship.
Like, if they live in the same
area, whatever. Like, I know some friends I could see every day if I really wanted to. I know some, well, not every day. That was fucking insane. As an adult, imagine every day. I met every week. Like, I have friends I could see every week if I wanted to, at least once a week. I have friends that I would probably not be able to see that much often, you know, because whatever. And it is what it is. You just have to... No, you just know, like, as long as you guys, and you guys don't even have to talk all the time, you guys can not even talk all the time, you can do check-ins quarterly, you can do whatever, it doesn't really matter, like, as long as you just maintain that friendship and you guys are happy with each other, who cares how you go about it?
Yeah, I think I would be hurt if I wasn't talking to my friends, like, somewhat frequently, like...
But you guys send each other movies.
Yeah, I like it. I like that one. Or like TikToks. Like that's a mode of communication. I've said this before that it makes sense. You know, that's where you're chatting. I think I would hate it if we're just talking maybe once a month. That would suck. Now, seeing each other, that's different. Like some people live in other places of the world and you just can't. It's physically exactly. Not possible. But, you know, other than that, like... I think it's fair expectation to talk to your friends somewhat frequently.
Yeah.
Depends on how many friends you have as well. Like, you have people that you talk to on a rotation. Like, some people you talk to pretty much every day. Some people every second day. And it just depends on the friend.
It really all depends on it. Like, guys, honestly, you just have to treat your friends well. Make them feel cared for. Make them feel loved. Make them feel happy around you. Because everyone else... might leave you, but your friends never will, except for your family. But even your family might leave you. To be honest, even your friends everyone can leave you. To be honest, guys, everyone can leave you. Life is depressing. Don't ever have friends.
Don't ever get close to nobody. It's just you, yourself.
Against the world.
A shark.
You're just a shark swimming in these waters, brother.
Yeah, but that is all we had for you today.
Subscribe to the Patreon.
I was going to ask if there's any other friendships.
No, subscribe to the Patreon.
Done. He's tired.
No. It's subscribe to the Patreon. That's what I want. Listen to me. Look me in the eye right now, guys. Subscribe to the freaking Patreon. Subscribe to the Patreon. Subscribe to the Patreon. Subscribe. Which makes us. I know what I. You know when I heard Madame Joyce's thing, I was like, maybe we should make a jingle too. If we can get people to subscribe to the Patreon, goddamn, something that's gonna work. Like, please, I need your shekels. Give me the shekels, please.
Tell me desperation.
Guys, we need the subscriptions.
How are you any better than a beggar on
I'm not. Subscribe to goddamn Patreon right now. I have no shame. Just do it, please. We just put out a bang of an episode today, so it was pretty good, you know? Unfortunately, my phone storage got full, and the end of it was cut out. But, you know, you get back just like that.
Don't tell them. Tell them, oh, if you subscribe, you're going to get a half episode.
That guy's go up, please. Peace.